This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 2 of the most exciting, informative, and interesting radio show on Earth. Again, other than the alien shows, welcome Genesis Satellite Systems. We are now on Genesis Satellite. What a wonderful pickup that is for us to carry our wonderful show, and they are going to be pushing our show out to other affiliates. And thank you, Genesis, for bringing us on board again, Genesis Satellite Network. Remember, we have Accelerate U as one of our wonderful businesses that support Radio Law Talk, and they are the number one or the main sponsor of the TBT tournament, which is the big tournament, TBD tournament on ESPN, Team for Debt. And actually, Team for Debt's father has called in actually to this show even before this TBT thing, and they listened to the show. And Team for Debt is doing well. Did you guys you know what's going on? Chris, I know you follow those sports really well.
41 points for Jimmer last night. Nice. So, yeah, nice. And they are into the final eight, I guess.
Yeah, and tell me, what this is kind of a tournament. What it is it's not, it's a lot of them are former NBA players, but it's European, kind of the genre is the European or non-American players. I mean, they're Americans, but they're playing in Europe, Japan, Portugal, whatever, Serbia, Israel. And it's those players put a team together, and it's like the NCAA tournament. There's 64 teams, and it's the same format.
It's such an interesting thing. I mean, this is happening in all sports. You see they're starting to, you know, talk about doing the XFL, and the Canadian Football League has its season now in the off-season of the NFL. There's such a demand for professional sports that the major sports leagues can't fulfill that entire demand. There's these big dead periods. So these different tournaments, they have the Big Three that Ice Cube does, and then yes, they have this tournament. I think it's fantastic and gives sports fans and basketball fans something to watch year-round.
I think the demand is so high, Chris, that people actually even watch some soccer. It's a rumor that I heard.
So. Yeah, I guess, you know what, you think of all the soccer kids, that they do pick it up. I went to the Sacramento, shout out for Sacramento Republic, and here it is, this is a minor league team, it's one of the top minor league teams, and that thing's packed. They pack the stadium almost every time.
Yeah, everybody says it's a great time out there.
Yeah, and I did watch it, and I got to be careful what I say because I support them and I think they're great. They're a local team, but I kind of say to myself, you're not. It's just running back and forth and kicking the ball, and you're not scoring.
Yeah.
But the problem is, used to like the NBA, it's like fast pace, score, 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 and that's why I think the Americans are haven't quite figured out everything doesn't have to be scoring constantly, and I think there's just the attention is just too short.
And in England and Scotland, they can handle that pace because there's so much beer flowing in the stands
that
they don't care if they, you know, until
that's
the
true.
Very end.
That's
the
reason. I'll tell you what, my 10-year-old though was up every morning at 6 a.m. watching the World Cup every morning, watched almost every single game.
That's
so
amazing.
You know, they're definitely hooking the younger audience with that.
Counseling, he can recover.
Yeah, well.
Call us at 855 Law Radio if you have a question, or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. You can use the hashtag Radio Law Talk. We're going to talk today about a number of things. We're going to talk about case or no case. That's our second hour. Fred Penny might get 1 point. We're going to talk about Clint Eastwood. He's suing a medical company. New York City's case is thrown out against Big Oil. We're going to talk about that. John Hancock settles a suit for $91 million. And by the way, in that $91 million, it's not going to be one of those you got to fill out a form if you want to. It's just going to automatically dump into your account if you're part of the class. So I was kind of, when I was studying this, I'm like, oh my gosh, do I have a John Hancock?
Now that's an insurance company, right?
It's an insurance company. Yeah.
Financial company, though, too.
So and then probably one of the most interesting things we're going to talk about today is the Trump-Cohen tapes. We're going to talk about what's on the tapes. tapes, what they said was on the tapes, some interesting things about whether or not that should have been even recorded in the first place as attorneys. And that's something that's very controversial, especially for attorneys like ourselves that are very sensitive to the attorney-client privilege. We like to protect that, at least in the state of California we do. But before we do all that, the most important thing we can do is gain some points on Denise, because she's not here, because it's Chris, myself, and Todd. So let's get some points against Denise case, Oregon case. Get ready to roll.
Now it's time to play.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Here's a question.
I just wanted to get caught up on the points. Not that I'm competitive and not that I have any chance whatsoever, but
you don't have any chance. No. But that's not the point. The point is that as of right now, you have 29 points. Denise has 52, Fred has 51, Todd has 54.
You're catching up, Chris. It's going to be good.
Okay, I feel good about that, actually.
So okay, roll it.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yeah! And as promised, this is a double points question.
Double points.
Now, it's interesting that you have Clint Eastwood on your agenda, because my case or no case revolves around the famous Hollywood actor Vin Diesel.
Okay.
Fascinating story. We all know that the great German engineer Rudolf Christian Karl Diesel was the German inventor who actually invented the diesel engine. High compression, no spark plugs, all of that. Quite a smart guy. He had an interesting death. His death is surrounded with controversy, but that's a whole different story. So, the German inventor invented the diesel engine. His family knows it, too. And they have fought furiously to keep his name, image, and likeness sacrosanct.
Have they fought fast, too?
Yes, so much
fast and furious.
So much so that when actor Vin Diesel, whose real name is, by the way, Mark Sinclair, that's his actual name, Mark Sinclair.
Glad it's not Mark Ashbourne.
Exactly. You could have been in trouble.
Ooh.
He first adapted the name for his movie alias. They tried legal means to stop him. They wanted a complete cease and desist, and for Mr. Sinclair to stop using the name Diesel altogether, or they wanted money to be paid to them for the privilege of using the name Diesel. And so, Mr. Mark Ashbourne...
Wait, I went first last time.
Oh, yes, sir. Okay, exactly. So, Mr. Chris Rodriguez, I ask you on the Vin Diesel matter. Mm-hmm. Case or no case?
Well, I know that the actor still goes by Vin Diesel, so I'm assuming whether it was a case, if it was a case, they didn't prevail, or they got paid off, which I haven't heard about that. I was licking my chops on the last one, and you came to me last. I am not licking my chops on this one. It doesn't even seem like a legal topic to me, but God, I'm going to say that the relatives of the late Mr. Diesel did try to take some action against Vin Diesel and were unsuccessful and got nothing.
Okay, so you say case and the defendant prevailed.
Yes, and hopefully I'm breaking into the 30s. Hashtag entering my 30s. Yes.
Mr. Penny, case or no case, and if so, the outcome, if you please.
Oh, it's the trickery of Cal I worry about. And really, all I care about is the man to the right of me, because we're hedging each other to see whether or not I can catch up. Because he's got a few points ahead of me. Because, again, to me, it sounds like a legitimate lawsuit, because the issue is using one's likeness. They do that. There's trademark, copyright. There's all those issues they can bring up. I'm going on a limb. I'm going to say it's a case. If you trick me again, Cal, I'm going to be upset. So I'm going to say it's a case, but they do lose. They don't receive any money because, first of all, diesel is going to be found as more of a generic term. And I think the fact that they can fight to say, hey, we have the right to anything to do with that name is almost like saying, I have the right to name anyone who names anything Penny. Let me back up. You can if it's a lawsuit for Penny and Associates or, using my likeness in my law firm.
That'd be like you suing Chevron and saying they give change with pennies.
That's exactly,
and I am a penny.
Something like that. But
they need to stop.
We'll be right back. Let's talk more about this. But I say case and they lose.
All right. And we'll get your answer, Mr. Mark Ashmore and Todd Kunin, when we come back on Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. We thank you for turning us on. Don't forget, A lot of great information at the RadioLawTalk.com website.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only.
Jason Rosbach here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to...
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country. Guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
That's down.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
We're back with Case or No Case, Hour 2. I'm hoping that I can get a point. Oh, my gosh, Todd. And now, Cal, go ahead and lay it out about Vin Diesel again. It's probably another fake case now that I said it was a case. Go ahead.
The man who invented the diesel engine, his heirs in Germany, decided to sue Vin Diesel the minute they realized he was using his name. The fellow's name is actually Sinclair, Mark Sinclair, Vin Diesel's real name. because he was using Diesel as a name, they either wanted to get paid some kind of royalty, or they wanted to get a flat fee, some kind of payment for the use of the family name, or they wanted him to stop it altogether. And so, Mr. Kunin, I go to you, and I ask you, Mark Ashbourne, that's how you're listed, or as Fred says, Mark Ashbourne, but you're listed there in the nom de plume for actors, if you
yes,
will.
Yes, yes.
So, case or no case, and did you have to pay anybody for the use of the name Ashbourne?
No, I did not, because I don't use the name Ashbourne.
Oh.
It's okay. Ashbourne.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Big distinction there. You know, and interestingly enough, Diesel is also being sued by the Department of Motor Vehicles for use of the word VIN, okay, in his name as well.
Yeah. Where's the drum roll?
Cal, you're slow. That's
well, no, he didn't tell me. Usually,
yes, I didn't. I didn't give him a chance notice of the bad pun. And I could have given the answer before we went to break. I am going to say that this is not a case. I believe that Cal has tried to pull the wool over our eyes yet again.
I think you got it. I think
and
you're right.
I think that this is just,
ouch.
You know, I am going to say, Vin Diesel and the makers of Guardians of the Galaxy going to be sued by somebody named Groot now. I am Groot, which is, this is not a case.
Oh, that's down.
Yes.
Okay, so you're saying no case.
No case.
So, Fred, you said
case and they lose, but I think Todd's
and Chris Rodriguez, you said.
I said the same. We were talking at the break, though, that this game, which I love to play and hopefully the listeners love to listen to, has turned more into a psychoanalysis of Cal Hunter than a legal analysis.
What's that about?
It is. It's about Cal tricking.
It's like the legal equivalent of that game Balderdash. You know,
it's trickery.
Yes.
And chicanery. Let's
strategery.
Okay, well, let's those of you who
oh,
say it was a case.
Oh,
may
no.
I see by
raise
show
your
of hands.
Hand,
that would be Chris and Fred. And the answer is
a Todd. Did it again.
So, Todd, so here's the thing. Here was what I was going to tell you.
Oh, my God.
The case was tried in Los Angeles Superior Court, but was thrown out because one of the plaintiffs works for Volkswagen, and we all know what the courts think of Volkswagen diesels in California. No case. So it was,
Wait a minute. It was a case.
No, it was a joke. I just made a joke about Volkswagen and diesels in California.
Oh, jeez.
It didn't work. I'm sorry. But the answer is absolutely no case, and congratulations, Todd Kunin.
I get 4 points.
That's four. It's double or nothing.
Points. Double points.
Oh, Chris, we could have.
I could have made it to 33 for crying out loud.
Here's Denise gone, and I can at least get ahead of her, and I'm getting smoked. I didn't get 1 point the first hour, and the second hour I didn't get any points.
And I gave you a real case the first hour.
I should have switched it.
The part I missed was that it was his heirs in Germany. Now, if somebody lived in Ohio, I could see that there was a money-grubbing Ohio family that wanted to try and extract or extort Vin Diesel. But German, the upstanding German people are not litigious.
And that is where he's from, of course, is Germany.
I am not smart when it comes to case or no case. I will be the first one to admit I am not a bright person when it comes to case.
I've got to go over here and put those 4 points in for Todd. Let's see.
Okay, well, what are we going to talk about next, our topic?
Let's do the love pill. Have we done that already?
We already did the love pill, Chris.
We did?
Remember the stores and the love pill, Chris. Chris wants to talk about it again.
I want to talk about it again. I feel like there's so much we didn't talk about. And I think maybe one of the side effects, short-term memory loss of the love pill.
It's vision problems. I know that.
Okay.
I'll let you tell you, it was during the break. He madly rushed out to the nearest AM, PM and said, hey.
I'm talking about this.
You got the rhino? Let me get a couple packs of rhino.
Oh, the vision
loss. They hand you some cigarettes.
The vision loss has to go down as well because, you know, if you take the love pill, you don't want to be too selective.
That's right.
Was that a joke?
I'm not speaking from
as they said
experience.
In Top Gun, this is now a target-rich environment.
Very much so. Very much so.
All right. We're going to talk Clint Eastwood suing a medical company over I guess patience. Apparently, I
his patents.
Is it? I don't even know what it's. Is it? Is he talking about patents or patience? I guess patents. I don't know.
Patents.
I don't even get it. I don't even. I reviewed this thing. I don't get this case. I'm not bright enough to figure this one out. It has something to do with his partner has a stroke and someone takes all the business from him. That's all I know. Does anybody know what's going on with this case? All I know is he's mad and he's suing. Well, all right, we'll move on to the next case.
We're furiously reading right now.
Clint Eastwood, who has a ranch in Northern California.
Where I have a ranch.
I almost got to take his deposition, by the way.
Tell me that story.
So I was representing a number of lenders on a construction project that went south near Monterey, and the development was right on the other side of the hill from Clint Eastwood's development, and there was some interplay between the two developments, and so I easily could have issued a deposition notice, you know, just for the...
Can you see Chris's deposition notice? Clint shows up. All right. I'd like to get started. Hi, Mr. Eastwood. I have no questions.
But thank you. Will you please sign? Will you please sign my boxer shorts?
No, I mean. No. Will you please sign the deposition notice here, please?
Yeah.
All right. No further questions.
Please sign this package of pills I just bought at the AMP.
You call your buddy. I told you I could get them here. I told you.
the Eastwood lawsuit.
Oh, we're going to talk about the lawsuit
really.
Now you're the world's foremost expert, whereas 2 minutes ago you didn't know if it involved patents or patience.
I didn't either. Don't forget, I was up at 6 a.m. this morning preparing for the Armed Forces Network. I've been on the radio all day. And by hour 3, I'm going to be so spent, I don't be able to do anything.
The audience is really getting a view into how we prepare for these deals.
No,
does this case involve patience or patents?
The best part about it is we really do prepare, but sometimes it's like, we kind of talk about the Clint Eastwood one, but what the heck is going on here? I don't know.
There was a company called Antioxidant Pharmaceuticals.
Oh, we got 15 seconds, so we can't talk about it anyway.
We're going to go read about it at the break, so we will now know as much as Todd was about to tell us.
Which tells you about how much there is to know if I can learn that in 15 seconds.
Hey, we'll be back in about a few minutes.
Cramming on Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only.
Business needs growth to survive, and Accelerate You is in the business of growing your business. Accelerate You gets it. They have sales professionals, real top talent teams. Accelerate You has venture capitalists, and Accelerate You has strategic partners who roll up their sleeves and help you grow your business. It's what they do. They help people in business just like you. In fact, last year, Accelerate You launched 30 successful go-to markets for startup companies. With success like that, you can see why Accelerate You is able to only work with a select group of companies, perhaps yours. If you want to increase revenue for your business, call 916-BETTER-ZERO. That's 916-237-7370. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Come on, grab the phone. Make the call. Accelerate You. 916-BETTER-ZERO. Again, call 916-BETTER-ZERO for Accelerate You.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car sudsed in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking 3 skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash, 100 feet of cloth, washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, Chevy, Sauber, Cadillac, Quick Quack, scooper up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was asked a Quick Quack Car Wash. Get on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road and come visit the duck at the
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Les Moonves, the CEO of CBS, is under investigation by his own network after The New Yorker reported several women accused Moonves of sexual misconduct, and dozens of employees reported a culture of harassment at the network.
They also said that they were speaking out because they were afraid there was a broader culture of impunity across this company.
That's journalist Ronan Farrow, who broke the story for The New Yorker. Moonves has issued a statement saying decades ago he may have made some women feel uncomfortable by making advances, but he says he's always understood and abided by the principle that no means no, and he says he's never misused his position to harm or hinder anyone's career.
For the first time, a U.S. Catholic cardinal has renounced his position, has been ordered by the Pope to live a life of prayer and penance.
That's National Catholic reporter Joshua McElwee reporting on the resignation of Theodore McCarrick, former Archbishop of Washington, D.C. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Go to the website, RadioLawTalk.com. You can listen to the show there, and there's a lot of other good information, too. That's RadioLawTalk.com.
We're back. Todd is the intelligent attorney that knows about Clint Eastwood's patent lawsuit.
Apparently, we don't set the bar very high in the show for intelligence, so even a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while.
Many women have so many clothes in the
Yeah, that's true, too.
Yes, they do. They do. The Clint Eastwood lawsuit.
Wait, are we talking about the sex pill again?
I was listening to that whole thing, and I thought, wait a minute, intelligence, Todd. I want to hear this.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
You were listening to... Clint Eastwood was a shareholder in Antioxidant Pharmaceuticals Corporation, and when that corporation dissolved after the untimely death of their founder, he had objections to the manner in which the intellectual property was dispersed to other, what he claims, shell corporations, so he is suing to find out what happened and to make sure he was not bilked out of any money.
So, aside from the fact that Clint Eastwood's name was on it, it's probably one of the most mundane lawsuits imaginable.
Absolutely.
Business dispute involving patents.
Yes.
Let's talk about the love pill.
I thought we did already.
Now, what would the recitation of Clint Eastwood's lawsuit bring up the love pill for?
Well, it's just less boring.
Okay.
In fact, when you were looking up Clint Eastwood and reading about it, I was researching other Viagra-related lawsuits. There's a fascinating one, and I probably have stole this from a future episode of Case or No Case from Cal, but a man ordered Viagra. He had an outstanding Viagra prescription at CVS Pharmacy in New York.
Nice.
And his wife called in about another prescription, The pharmacist.
Yeah, here's the. Oh, good. Here's the music.
The pharmacist.
Keep going.
Come on, Chris. Get your voice down to the berry.
I can't do it. I can't even do it.
The pharmacist. You tell me.
We love. And the pharmacist said, "Your husband, baby, has a Viagra prescription with his pharmacy. Would you like to fill that prescription as well, baby?"
I have a question.
And the man sued because his wife didn't know he was had a Viagra prescription, so he's suing for violation of the HIPAA laws. What a fantastic lawsuit that is.
I have a question for you.
Cal is really getting into it. 855 Law Radio if you want to talk about the love pill.
Hey there, Chris Rodriguez. I got a question for you.
Oh, yeah. Baby.
What year did you graduate from Harvard Law School?
Oh, graduated from Berkeley Law School.
Berkeley Law School.
2000.
Harvard undergrad.
Harvard undergrad, all right. And the only reason I bring this up is because the attorney on the Love Pill lawsuit, the plaintiff's attorney, was a 2005 Harvard grad.
Oh, is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, you know, he specializes in Love Pill supplement lawsuits.
Can you lay that out on your CV? Fred Penny here is the speaker, Love Pill lawyer.
What kind of law are you interested in? Well, I'd like to really, you know, do supplement lawsuits.
No, Love Pill lawsuits. Yeah. Just think of LPL, Love Pill lawsuits.
Or just convenience lawyer, countertop attorney. That would be something right there. All that stuff up there, there's got to be more suits in there.
Absolutely.
Well, the rimmed? The law firm representing the plaintiffs, they are an LLP. which is
love pill
lawsuit pills,
lawless love pills,
lawless love pills.
That's all the love pills. Is there no other love pill lawsuits going on?
Those are the only two I could find in the last 15 seconds.
But so none of them are contending that the pills bought over the counter or the Viagra that the pharmacist told the lady about, none of them are contending the pills were not functional.
No, they all work. In fact, what they're saying on the Love Pill lawsuit is they work so well, they lower your blood pressure, you know.
So there's no medicinal dysfunction was my point.
Wait until you get the next tweet after the third hour of Radio Law Talk and all three of our cars are parked in front of the 7-Eleven walking in there. And we're going to take a video of all of us walking in there. I'm going to go buy one. I'm going to take a picture and just absolutely just tweet it out.
Let's do a stand-up selfie segment at 7-Eleven.
Hey, Hal, there's been a run on the pills. Do we have any in the back?
Our three guys wearing Radio Law Talk shirts.
Our vendors in San Diego. Get them on the phone.
Oh, my gosh. Why would we want to talk about anything else when we can talk about the love pill, huh?
But the Clint Eastwood thing was only significant in that he was just saying, what's going on here? I got my money in here. Mm-hmm. This guy's dead. And other people are saying, quick, grab this intellectual property while we can. I think it was just a grab for assets, don't you think, Chris?
It sounds that way to me, based on what I know.
It did sound like an ass grab. Asset grab.
Yes. Asset, Mr. Ashbourne.
Okay. You said we were on some Christian stations?
Yes, we are. Would you guys
chill
it out?
A couple segments ago, we were.
We're going to go from that directly to Only Satellite with, what's his name, the shock jock, you know? We're going to be hanging out with Howard Stern.
Oh, bye.
All right. So $91 million settlement reached in a class action suit against John Hancock. Double check to see if you've got John Hancock universal life policy. Chris is looking and shaking his hand like he's, this is boring. I don't want to know about this.
No, but here's the deal. I'm into this.
Listen. So the settlement already occurred. It's a universal and variable universal life insurance policies. Basically, what's happened is they're claiming they were charging too much on those policies. And this is a class action suit. $91.25 million in cash relief is resolving the punitive class action suit based on basically, and this is in New York, basically that they overcharged these individuals. So, and the most important thing is a lot of these lawsuits, what do we always say about these class action lawsuits with $91 million? Who's going to get the money, most of the money?
The attorneys.
The attorneys get a lot of the money. And they're using $1 million of that to go out and notify people. But I think the most interesting thing about this, and this is important, because a lot of times these class action lawsuits, those of you who are thinking, do I get money out of this? You usually have to make the claim yourself. In other words, you have to fill out a form and go in like the big class action lawsuit
with against Wells Fargo. You got to fill a form out, say, hey, here's the example of my accounts that they made me sign up for that I didn't need. This one, they claim that it's going to automatically just, you're going to see money rolling into your account. So those of you out there that have anything to do with John Hancock related life insurance or anything to do with that, you might be watching your account to see if money starts rolling in.
From a procedural standpoint on this case, and this was from the article, one of the articles we were reading on this, this case, it took 2.5 years to settle from the time that it was filed to the time that it was settled. And one of the difficulties was because the computer information that they were using was so old, so antiquated, going back to the 80s, representatives from the plaintiffs spent 23 days at the headquarters of the defendants trying to figure out and decode the actuarials that actually required them to hire an independent expert to come in and figure this stuff out, which raised the question for me, if anybody had to collect on a policy that they had been paying on for their entire life, from the 80s, as somebody gets a policy in the 80s and they're still alive and then the policy has to be paid out at some time, and there is some issue that arises, having to get the information from a discovery standpoint on that individual case would have been a nightmare.
You know what they're going to do? They're going to say, yeah, would you bring the slide rule over? And we need to get an expert on the slide rule. I think there's a Cal Hunter that knows how to use a slide rule. So why don't you call him at Radio Law Talk?
Well, you know, as a straight edge. and you have to be careful also, because if you have, like, slide rules, abacus, calculator and stuff, you have to hire an expert that's in the local jurisdiction. Nobody can fly there. Did you know that? They will not let anybody on an airline with those instruments because you would be in danger of being in possession of weapons of math instruction. And you would not be able to get on an airplane with
I was wondering where he was going.
It took a long time to set that one up.
You're saying something, and immediately going through my head is, I have experts flying in all kinds of cases. What did I screw something up? And then you gave me this.
Wait, is this some sort of case or no case?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, Chris is over there thinking about what the next sex pill issue is going on, so he's not even involved. He's still there looking at his computer. But thanks for that great anecdotal note.
Oh, my gosh. Never let it be said that Todd Kunin didn't do the least he could do.
Oh, come on.
I think Denise needs a raise.
I think we're just having too much fun here. Do we want to talk about something else? I don't know about do we start rolling in the Cohen? But I want to talk about the oil wars with New York. And we've talked about this before. What is happening out there is there are cities, and I believe San Francisco brought a lawsuit, and we're going to talk about this in a second, but San Francisco brought a lawsuit suing some oil companies, but now New York brings a lawsuit against oil companies saying because of the environment and global warming, you owe us money to help pay for our New York City taxes, etc. We're going to be right back, talk about who wins this case. With Radio Law Talk, 855 Law Radio. Give us a call.
And we, of course, thank you for listening to Radio Law Talk on your favorite radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk are for California legal services only.
Many women have so many clothes in the closet, but then we go to get dressed and find we have nothing to wear. We've all been there. We all want to be comfortable and fashionable at the same time, and it's difficult to find clothing that makes that task effortless. But at Lenny & Company, you can find trendy, comfortable clothing that is affordable. Things you'll want to wear every day. Shop with a purpose, online, with free shipping. Just go to LettyandCompany.com. LettyandCompany.com.
My name is Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I've assembled an excellent team of highly experienced personal injury trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. At Penny & Associates, we will aggressively represent you and your family when someone has been injured in an accident. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
For a free initial consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or call 1-800-616-4LAW and ask for Frederick, Stuart, Rob.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Was it the city or the state? I believe it was the city of New York.
Yes.
Yeah, city. That's what I thought. This should pay the city of New York money to take care of a number of things that they need to probably need to fix the sewer system or something like that. But anyway, they also claim, the court says, climate change is a fact of life and is not to be contested by the defendants. So therefore, they threw it out. They plan to appeal the decision, according to New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio. And I think we were talking during the break. The interesting thing, is this the pot calling the kettle black?
I would think so. I mean, in the sense that, so they want to blame the oil companies. It's, in essence, what they're saying is, shame on you, oil corporation, for making a product that we, as a city, use constantly to engage and maintain our entire fleet of vehicles. Shame on you for creating a product that we use to power our
electricity,
all this. I mean, shame on you for doing all of this. I would think that to a certain extent they may be trying to argue, you have caused us to become addicted to this.
I think the actual argument, at least in the California case, was, first off, they got kids in the California case to come and do the suit. Oh, yeah, which, talk about manipulation, shameless manipulation, but be that as it may, no matter how you feel about the subject, what they were trying to say was that the oil companies knew that their product caused, in quotes, global warming, and had secret memos, much like the tobacco scandal. They were trying to scandalize this in the city.
And so did the city know it, right? And they're using it, and exactly. It's taking advantage of it. And so this is what my notes on this say, okay, then the government should be suing itself also. The city should sue itself, or the people can sue now the people should sue the city of New York and sue the oil companies.
Or maybe refund all that tax money they collect.
There you go. But you know what? Actually, under the Federal Clean Air Act, did you know that it only authorizes the Environmental Protection Agency to bring lawsuits over pollution. So the city does not have standing, according to the oil companies, and they win on that. And so, and here's the other thing, I think. Here's the other rule. And again, we're not being politically right or left. This is a fact, what I'm trying to say, that you got to go sue China, you got to go sue Vietnam, you got to sue Cambodia. By the way, I went on a trip to Cambodia and Vietnam, and I've driven through where they have their small industrial. It's interesting because they don't have these, like, they do have big, massive industrial plants, but they're all small, like little mom-and-pop industrial plants, and they had these little smokestacks. And it was pouring black smoke into the. We're driving, and it's not one; it's hundreds or thousands of these little tiny mini, you know, plants making things, and it's just pouring this black smoke out.
You've heard of the irony of the London Fog Coat Company, and they make the overcoats, and it's called London Fog. And the irony behind that is there is no fog in London. When the London Fog first came out, the idea came out shortly after the Industrial Revolution, and what was thought to be fog was just the pollution in the air from all the coal factories. There is no indigenous fog in London.
Right, so people heated their homes with coal, and then there was coal also used in production, primarily heating their homes. So they're burning this coal out their smokestacks. The high-pressure system comes in, locks this fog in. People start getting sick and dropping like flies, and that's the famous London fog.
This may be off-topic, apropos to London fog, did you guys know 12.9% of men used sexual enhancement supplements in Britain?
Is Chris back on?
Ages 16 to 74, and interestingly, 2% of women in Britain use sexual enhancement pills.
What was the age range for the men?
16 to 74.
Okay, so here's a question. What
are we off topic on to the love pill?
You guys brought up Britain.
I'm just going to say this. What 16 to 28 year old even needs to use the product?
That's super weird.
I mean,
Chris, you brought up
what 16 to 28 year old with two thumbs? This guy. No, I'm just kidding.
What 16 to 28 year old wouldn't be fascinated by the idea?
Absolutely. I mean, 16 to 28 year olds eat Tide Pods, right?
I mean, I'm just saying that there are probably more 16 year olds sitting out there in math class. Hey, Mr. So and so, you want to come work this problem out up on the board? No, I'll take the zero.
Sorry, I'm wearing loose-fitting shorts.
I'm not going up there. No, I'm done. Pass. Yes,
we're talking about New York and oil, and here we are. Rodriguez has to come back and gives us statistics.
You guys should have known better than to bring up London fog. It's like you're baiting me. You knew I had these statistics in my head, and you baited me by doing that.
You probably were looking for those statistics frantically.
It is not my fault.
Not going to deny you were baited on
it. It is not my fault.
All right, let's talk about something else. So anyway, if you want to bring a lawsuit against big oil, and you want to hear about statistics on the use of enhancement
drugs, either. So.
Talk to Chris Rodriguez. But that's what's going on. So what else we want to talk about? We've got, you know, there's also an interesting thing that's going on with Trader Joe's. There's a Trader Joe's employee who died in a hostage situation. And now they're doing the forensics on it. And you this is kind of up your alley,
yes.
Todd. They're now finding in the forensics that the manager of this Trader Joe's was now actually shot by one of the LAPD officers. Not intentionally, but unintentionally.
Let's rehash what happened.
Sure.
It's a tragic incident that happened last week.
And bizarre.
Yes. Yeah. An individual who had actually killed, I believe, his grandmother in her home.
Shot her, but didn't kill her.
Shot his grandmother, then fled and took hostages in a local Trader Joe's close to that area. Where that happened, and LAPD responded, and during the hostage standoff, gunfire was exchanged, and tragically, this manager of the Trader Joe's was shot and died as a result of her injuries, but she was shot. The bullet came from one of the LAPD officers that was returning gunfire. And so, you know, tragic that she died, but the question that some people may have is, who is liable for her death? I mean, is the officer, because if they could trace it back to the specific gun, and they can trace the bullet, so they know what gun it came from. They'll know which officer fired the shot, and tragic for him or her, but what liability does he face criminally versus civilly, and what liability does the hostage taker take? And who is responsible from a criminal standpoint for her death? Now, some people might think, well, the officer, he killed her. The officer is liable. But this is where it's interesting to point out what's called the felony murder rule in the state of California. And other states have similar laws. And basically what that rule says is, if somebody is committing a felony, and it's one of the specific felonies that are listed, if somebody is in the process of committing a felony, and during the commission of that felony, somebody is killed, then the person who is committing the felony can be held liable for the murder of the individual who was killed,
right?
Because it was one of those felonies that was inherently dangerous to life. And kidnapping, robbery, all of those are the types of felonies that you could have felony murder involved in. One that you couldn't, if you were a mob boss and you had your accountant laundering money for you, and that's a felony. And your accountant dies of a heart attack from the stress of laundering the money. That would not be. It's a death in the commission of a felony. That would not be felony murder that the mob boss would have to face. But in this case, the perpetrator, the hostage taker, would be the one criminally liable for the death of the Trader Joe's employee under the felony murder rule.
That's interesting. We'll talk a little bit more about it when we come back. Third hour, we're going to talk about Cohen and Trump and the famous tapes. Chris?
We may have something on the love pill as well.
I'm sure Chris will be bringing up love pill. We'll be back for third hour. I'm Fred Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.